Welcome to the Tom and Curly Show. Tom Tangney here. John Curly away today. He will be back tomorrow. And Sherry Elliker, as she often does, as she so often does, is gracefully filling in for John or me or whomever. But anyway, Sherry, again, welcome aboard for the umpteenth time. I really appreciate it.
I'm so glad to be here, Tom.
So you just heard Aaron over, you know, on his newscast talk about people who are fired, either quit or were fired over the vaccine mandate, where they stand on unemployment eligibility. It's an interesting and intriguing issue, and we're going to bring on an expert reporter for that. And I think we've, at the last second, tracked down some music. Before I introduce her by name, let's hear what Jacob's come up for her walk-on music.
It's my
This is the unfortunately for her, this is her walk-on music that Jacob and I came up with 2 seconds before she arrived. This is the one and only Nicole Jennings. And she is, as far as I know, Nicole, and you, I may be wrong, but you're the only Cairo employee I'm aware of who's fluent in German. And so 3 minutes before five, I texted Jacob and said, do we have walk-on music for Nicole? And he says, I don't think so. And I said, any ideas? Well, something maybe German. I know she's fluent, and that's what Jacob came up with. Congratulations, Jacob, and my apologies, Nicole.
Why didn't I get 99 Luftballons? I would have been dancing to that.
I know, Jacob. Come on, man.
You texted me something German. I was like, okay. And then you texted me David Hasselhoff, and so I just searched this, and this is David Hasselhoff singing in some type of play. With a little girl.
Better. Oh my God! He's a god in Germany.
He sang.
Yeah, well, you couldn't tell. That's funny because I was saying, yeah, I threw, or maybe, you know, if not German, maybe Hasselhoff, just because I know he's huge in Germany. So he got the best of both worlds. German, it's incomprehensible to a fluent German speaker like Nicole. Anyway, enough fun and games, Nicole, but welcome to the show. I'm happy you're here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Okay. So this is an interesting issue. Now, your employer, if you were a state employee, your employer, if they indeed fired you in effect because of the vaccine mandate, that does raise a lot of interesting issues. Whenever someone loses a job, the question of unemployment benefits always comes up. Do I earn them, deserve them or not? What's the complicated answer?
The complicated answer is it really depends on each individual case. And I know people hate to hear that, especially if you did just quit or lose your job. That doesn't provide much reassurance. Yeah. But it's really going to depend on the circumstances of each case and how, you know, how well that you tried to keep your job or, you know, make a good faith effort to keep working, or if you just heard about the vaccine mandate and got angry and just said, I quit, and didn't make any sort of effort. So, I mean, I think some of this is kind of common sense. If you can show that you really tried to work out a compromise with your boss and they still couldn't find a role for you or something, you know, people who applied for an exemption, got that exemption, but then weren't able to be accommodated, were told, I'm really sorry, but there's no way that you can perform your duties if you're not in a public-facing role, so like police officers or firefighters or things like that. You know, okay. People like that, they made a good faith effort to try to keep working. So it's kind of, you can kind of tell who's going to be able to get benefits and who won't.
So I guess the question then is, if you applied for a religious exemption, I'm just thinking of Nick Rolovich. I can't imagine he would ever get his job back. And he probably is making so much money he doesn't need unemployment benefits. But yeah. Somebody who requested a religious exemption and or a medical exemption and was rejected for that exemption, those people may be out of luck on the unemployment benefit line. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because that could be determined then that you were fired for potentially for misconduct. You know, if it looked like your application for an exemption wasn't sincere, or, you know, like you weren't taking the whole thing seriously. And that's really going to depend on each individual circumstance. But and ESD, Employment Security, did tell me that their exemption process looks different from the employer's exemption process. So they're two separate applications. But in general, if you were refused for one exemption, that's probably going to raise a lot of red flags. And I wouldn't be too hopeful that Employment Security would accept your reasoning.
So, and Nicole, this is,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, no, Sherry, go ahead.
This is really early in the game, and but it sounds to me like there might be some lawsuits that will be brewing, and that this may be something that will have to be settled in court for the people that think that they are, you know, that they're entitled to unemployment because they weren't fired, or they weren't, you know, it wasn't for bad behavior or whatever. It just wasn't for compliance. Have you heard anything brewing about that?
Well, other than the most famous one with Rolovich, but
right, yes, exactly,
of regular people, and I mean, you know, you'd probably have to determine whether or not it's worth it, or the bit of money that you would be getting in unemployment, is it worth it to hire a lawyer and go through that route? You do always have the opportunity to appeal an unemployment decision. So if they deny you for benefits, you can always appeal it. That doesn't cost any money. And I mean, yeah. And if you're applying for trying to show them that you have a religious or medical reason, you're going to need to document that. As we heard in the newscast, you're either going to need a doctor's letter saying what health condition you have that prevents you from getting the vaccine, or you're going to need to answer questions about your religious or moral beliefs. And that part of what might come into that is, do you have a consistent history of turning down vaccines or medical treatment? And this, if this is the first time that you've done that, that might look a little bit like you're making things up.
So that's, you raise a, this might be, you know, so, too fine a distinction, but if you were turned down for a medical exemption and or religious exemption, do you get another shot at that with the Employment Securities Division?
You get another shot at having it determined whether or not you qualify for benefits.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether you get another shot at an exemption with your employer, but with Employment Security, no matter what, anyone in any case, vaccine mandate or not, who's turned down for benefits gets to appeal that. And we saw a lot of that happening last year when there were all of those problems with people being denied for benefits, and then they would win on appeal.
Perfect. Okay. And then finally, not to belabor the point, go ahead, finish up.
Oh, I was going to say, personally, if I were the person adjudicating Rolovich, if he applied for unemployment, I would be a bit skeptical there because he's Catholic, right? And the Pope has come out and said people need to get the vaccine because it's doing right for your fellow human beings. It's the right thing to do. So if the leader of your church is saying you should get this vaccine and you're saying, oh, my religion prevents me, that's going to look insincere.
It's tricky. But having been raised, in the Catholic Church, I know a lot of Catholics who don't always agree with what the Pope says. So another issue. And then just finally, not to belabor the point too much, but if you didn't bother to fill out the paperwork for an exemption, either medical or religious, your chances, your hunch is, based on what you've been told as in your reporting, the chances of you getting some kind of employment benefits is probably, you know, next to none.
I would say so. I would say that would probably be determined misconduct because you've shown that you didn't care enough to try to keep your job and keep working.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Any more questions, Sherry, for Nicole?
No, I think it's something, though, that everybody's going to have to keep an eye on, and it will develop as these people decide, you know, whether or not they want to pursue it, like Nicole says.
As is. And if someone does, Nicole, I'm sure, will follow up on us. Thank you very much, Nicole. And I hate to say, but we now have your walk-off music as well. None other.
My karaoke song.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but only in Germany. Thanks a lot, Nicole. Okay. Well, that was a thank you, Jacob, by the way, for coming up with that the last second. Nicole will never forget her time on the Tom and Curly Show today.
Right. Well, that's a fun fact about her, that she speaks fluent German. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I learned that early on. I was going to on a vacation in Austria for 2 weeks, and I was trying to make my way through a book in German, and I realized, oh, my God. So I got her to help translate something for me. So, yeah, that's the thing. So I think there's a lot of untapped talent in the Cairo studios, you know, that we don't get a chance to express enough, especially if it's a foreign language. But I'm always happy to promote that with people. So.